Hi guys.
Yeah. Welcome back to episode 2 of Idiots Anonymous. As you can see, I've got these fine pieces of meat with me once again. But we've got someone new today. We've got someone new this week. He's covering for our lovely Tashana. She's out ill. We're very sad about it. Get well soon.
Get well soon, man.
Shout out to you.
Get well soon.
But yeah, we've got the lovely Dominic here. Before I let him introduce himself, again, in case you missed the first episode, just to explain a little bit about how it works. We've got some questions on these cards that you see on the table here, and they're split out into categories. We're going to spin Wesley the wheel here. Whatever category it lands on, we're going to pick up a card from the question pile. Someone's then going to read that out, and then they will start the discussion around that question. We've also got some wild cards as well, which is like any sort of challenge or dare-based activities that, yeah, we're going to make everybody suffer, basically. So, yeah, Dominic, you want to introduce yourself? Why you introduce yourself as well? I'm going to throw in a little wild card for everyone, but you can start off.
Yeah.
The icebreaker's going to be... What's the most embarrassing song on your playlist?
Interesting one, interesting. Okay, cool. So everyone already knows my name, Ooh, Dominic.
You're hard. I've been,
well, childhood friends basically with Edgar for nearly like 10 years now. So yeah, we've been around the block together, done all sorts of getting into our man years. I know we'll get into that. But yeah, we've been childhood friends for a while. Also know Omar from my school days as well. So yes, yeah.
Sir. Yeah. Icebreaker, man.
Icebreaker. Oh, what? Me first?
You first, yeah. You first. Ooh, but guess what? It's going to get easy.
Do you know what? On my gym playlist, I've got... Because I used to be like a KSI fanboy back in the day. So I got KSI Lamborghini on my gym playlist.
Wow. I hear that. But you can only go hard on it when he's doing the Lamborghini.
Yeah, when you're just in that last set and you just need to get hyped. Rolling in my Lamborghini.
He's a Lamborghini, man.
Just pushing them weights. But I say, yeah, KSI Lamborghini is probably the one that I keep under wraps.
I don't know, though. I feel like there's... I already know mine is more embarrassing. But I'm going to say mine till last. We'll go to Omar next.
Most embarrassing song on my playlist. Do you know what? Because I used to study music. Uh-huh. I just got weird shit on my playlist. I got some classical music. So I'd say weirdest thing, probably got a bit of Moonlight Sonata. When I'm in a...
Can you give us a rendition?
Absolutely not. But yeah, when I'm, when I'm in like a bit of a chill mood, you know, just bring out the Moonlight Sonata, a bit of Ferrelise.
Yeah, Ferrelise.
Yeah, my piano boy, man, from back in the day.
That's mature, though. That's mature.
That's my romance shit, man.
Very unconventional. That's mature still. It's mature.
What can I say, man?
I see you. Simon, the music man, man.
Yeah. For me, it would have to be... Oh, I can't believe I'm admitting this. George Michael, Careless Whisper, man. That's the...
That's a banger.
But imagine, you're going through South London and you're...
Yeah, late night drive. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You ain't listening to that song when you're driving through.
You got to stick on George Michael.
I am.
That's crazy.
When you're driving through South London?
100% I am.
No, it takes you someplace else.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying? It takes you someplace else.
That's what I'm saying. You're not playing that when you're driving. You're playing that when, you know...
Wait, no, what?
No, you're not playing that. Not what?
George Michael's?
Yeah.
You've lost your mind, bro.
Why are you not playing that?
Nah.
Yeah, the sweet loving thing, man.
Nah. What?
That song in particular, man.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Nah, late night drive. The host is moving crazy.
You lot are getting onto me, but you lot are saying you'd rather listen to that when you're driving through South London.
100%.
Yeah, bro, because I want to try and forget that I'm in South.
To be fair.
I'm trying to just, you know, picture myself, I'm in Miami late night, just, you know, chilling.
That's a valid
reason.
I'll give you that.
So it's not embarrassing.
Nah, I give you that.
That's valid.
It's a win, man. I like it. Ree, what you said?
I used to be a hardcore Justin Bieber fan, so probably his like first album.
What was his first album?
Is that this My is World? High voice Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Back in the day,
yeah. Like 14-year-old Justin Bieber.
Ooh, like racist fan. Justin Bieber. That's your.
That's
guy.
What I was gonna say. Wow. Racist. Wow. Justin
Bieber. Wow.
Yeah, cool.
Next question, please.
Don't lie though. Do you have a crush on him when you were younger?
Yeah.
Who didn't? You know. Whoa!
I
meant like girls.
Whoa!
I'm really damaging my reputation today. Hold on.
That's pauses.
Listen.
Pauses.
But you know, you lot have all seen the video. I like that laugh. Everyone's seen that laugh. Everyone's seen that, man. You're
not
trying to set me up today.
Listen, you're the one doing the talking, my guy. We're just questioning. Yeah,
I can't lie. I'm about to embarrass myself even more, though.
Go on.
Most embarrassing song on my playlist. It's on my driving playlist, okay? You know, you're cruising through the motorway, like, you're by yourself, long drive. Party in the USA, man. Party in the USA,
that's
man.
That's not embarrassing, though.
Well, who's it by?
Miley Cyrus.
Song. Yeah, because I know the song, but...
Is it, he's like, VAR, please. Yeah, that one, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm questioning your manhood right now.
A complete different song, you know.
Did you? What did you go to?
Party in the USA.
I know.
Nah. Not so heavy. More light and feminine. That's what Egaloose is on. You get me?
Give us a rendition of the song. Give us a rendition of the song.
A rendition. How does it start again? It goes, yeah, I'm getting the vocals ready as well.
There's like a little...
The taxi man is on the radio, and a Jay-Z song was on, and a Jay-Z song was on, and a Jay-Z song was on. Everybody now put my hands up and play my song, and butterflies fly away. See, they were trying to get onto me, but they all know it. Don't let them lie to you. Okay, should we start spinning the wheel?
Let's go for it.
Does anyone want to do, or should I just spin it? Actually, I'm here.
Yeah, you're the closest.
You're not going to have to tell me what it lands on because I can't see. You're the closest. And let's hope it doesn't break.
I can't really see first from this angle as well.
I'm going to spin it. That was a bit of a pathetic.
Can we do a better spin?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
do a better
like,
spin.
Put some actual like, strength into it.
You know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
Better.
That's back better.
It's too dark. I can't see what it says.
Travel. I've got good eyesight.
Where's the travel card? Oh, Omar, can you pick me up a card? It'll be underneath the first. Thank you, young man.
There we go.
Superstar. Okay. What has been your worst experience while traveling?
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I thought that yours was going to be better than mine.
Oh, my days. Oh, am I going first?
Nah, I'll go first. Okay, but I feel like yours is going to be a... You've got a better story than me.
I've got two in mind, but...
Because you travel a lot. You used to travel a lot for your...
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I feel like I've gotten very lucky where... A lot of my travelling experiences haven't been that bad. I'd say the worst thing recently was when we went to Miami. We got there, right? And they said they couldn't bring the baggage out because of lightning strikes. Not even a thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant.
Because there was lightning strike. So they said that workers are on strike. They can't wear lightning strikes. So we were like, we had to wait for like a good hour and a half. We had a rental booking and everything.
Literally, Miami rain.
Like, yeah. I mean, to be fair, they did say there was a hurricane coming.
Yeah.
We went to Miami.
Just grab the bags, yo. Like, if you're quick, the lightning's not going to hit you. Do you get what I'm saying? If you're quick, like.
Do you know what it is? See that right there? I feel like that's the London in us because we're selfish as Londoners. Like, literally, someone could like jump on the train tracks and we'll be like, what are you doing, man? That's the London us. We're like, nah, allow it, man. Lightning strikes. What are you talking about? Get the thing. I don't know, but me personally, I get quite lucky. I don't know. Worst traveling experience. I'd say that's probably it. Like, I don't like flying in general. I'm terrified of flying. So anytime I get on a plane,
It's so funny. I can't lie. It's not as fun as I thought it'd be because I can't lie. I remember, when we went Malta, the first time we traveled together, basically my friend had a winning Malta, so took him as a plus one. And
plus one again.
I remember he told me he was scared of flying. So I expected it to be like just entertaining.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of sad. Like, he was just.
But no one takes it seriously. That's what I mean.
I think it was on the way out or on the way back, I was sitting next to you, or was it both?
It might have been the same both times. Yeah, I think it was both.
So obviously he's like said to me, oh bro, like, you know, it's about to happen. So I'm like, okay, cool. When he started obviously doing his like his coping mechanisms, isn't it? Obviously I'm like, okay, bro, like obviously I'm a bit like, you're good, bro. Like, but then part of me, I just want to burst out laughing.
See, I'm telling you.
Love your friends. So no, because these are like, they're trying to hold their laughs. Exactly. I'm there like,
It's bad.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, literally,
that's
man.
Crazy.
But no one takes it seriously.
When I tell them,
they're like, nah, like, you're scared of flying. Like,
what do you do?
Bro, literally, I'm doing the suck lip crying. that kind of like, you're just crying.
Bro, hyperventilates.
A lot of deep breaths.
Bro, literally. It's
just like listening to music.
Tears in his eyes.
I don't think there was tears.
Well, not crying. Because I told it together in front of the man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You know when you went prog?
Yeah.
Little.
I prefer not to speak.
Okay. That's our answer there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but there we go. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, yeah. I don't know. I get stressed. It's like, I'm trying to, you know, like them guys on the street that'll come up to you, ask you for a cigarette. I move a bit like that. I'm like literally, like, I don't know.
A bit shaky.
Yeah, starting to get a bit shaky. And as soon as there's turbulence, like, yeah. I have to have the window seat. I literally have to sit by the window. Because it's not a fear of heights thing, it's a lack of control thing. Do you know what I mean? I've always said I'd be more comfortable if I was flying the plane myself. Big man thing.
What? You don't even.
This guy's lost.
If I'm.
Now we've lost.
Okay, hear me out, yeah. You're in someone else's car. Someone else is driving fast.
Yeah.
Allow you feel less comfortable than when you're driving your own car.
Yeah. You don't know how to fly a plane.
Yeah.
Are you a pilot?
No, but I...
Massive difference.
There is a difference, but I feel like... I've seen this thing going around, yeah, that where people say, like, oh, men always think that they could land a commercial airliner if they had to. Do you not think you could land one? Because
I flew a plane. Yeah, I done the co-pilot thing. You know, you did experience.
Yeah,
I did that. Side quest, bro.
Yeah, I did side quest. Quick one. Side quest for days. Yeah, that was scary still.
I've sat in a cockpit before.
There was no need for pause.
And there's just bare buttons.
Yeah.
Like just bare buttons everywhere. So I'm just, I wouldn't even know what to press.
Yeah. But I just follow the patterns. Like, you know, they do the same shit. When you flip, and then there you go. You're off.
You just press random buttons.
Yeah, you know, you ever play Bop It? It's basically like Bop It, in my opinion. You know,
I hear it. Yeah. I mean, if we're ever in.
That's not how it goes. When
I lie, like, God forbid we're ever in that situation. But if we do, you got this, bro. You got it. You got it, my guy.
Definitely not worry. What's your worst travel story? Go on, hit us with it.
I got like two in mind. I don't want to go with, like, you know, the Morocco one.
I like that one.
Yeah, should I go for it? I'm not gonna do name drops. You know the names. I've moaned about it enough. So yeah, cool. So I'm going to Morocco for a friend's birthday. I back myself as quite a sociable person, innit? So yeah. I didn't know, the only person I knew on the trip was the celebrant, the birthday person. I'm not even gonna, I can say birthday girl, that's fine.
No, but
I only know the birthday girl. I don't know any of her friends, but I back myself, I'm quite cool in just like, social situations. No one's gonna be mad like that. Everyone should be cool in it. So I remember, like, the day before we flew, I was meant to go to her house because we're all leaving from the same place. But I just had a mad busy day. I was working. Had to just a few other errands. So I ended up getting to the house later than you should get to somebody's house. So obviously she lives with her parents or whatnot, and I rock up to the house, I'm like, what are they over the morning? Like, which is bad. Don't get me wrong, that's bad. And I said sorry about it, like, straight, like, obviously she's let me in the house. She had the nastiest look on her face. You know, someone doesn't let you in, they just open the door. They just open the door and walk back. Which I understood. I was like, okay, cool. And also my communication was bad. I was already communicating. There was reasons for this, but I'm not going to go into
it. You didn't ring the doorbell though, did you?
No, obviously I just called her in it. Yeah, ringing the doorbell would be crazy. That is wild. So cool. So obviously we get to the morning. At some point I've apologized because I'm one of those people. If I know I've done something wrong, I always apologize. Yeah, I'm not on the stomach thing. So fly to Morocco now, and like throughout the whole trip, she seems to just be off with me. Like, she's cool with, you know when someone's just cool with everyone else, but they just seem to have a problem with you. So initially,
wait, is this the birthday girl?
So like I said, I just think, okay, she's a bit like that sometimes. I'm annoyed her. Even if I've apologized, I'm still annoyed her. Cool.
Yeah.
Let me just give it like a day. She'll have a little tantrum, rah, 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 and then she'll be cool for the rest of the trip. That just never happened. Oh. It just never happened.
How long did you
trip? Like 6 days.
Long,
so long. I'll be honest, by the time I was like 2 days in, How are you on holiday? You want to go home. You want to go home. You want to check out. Because yeah. It's like, where I don't know anyone as well, like, that's kind of, even though I'm naturally a sociable person, like, that's kind of like your point of call. Like, you know this person. Like, you are getting to know everyone else, but you know this person. She didn't have that. And, like, she was just having this great time with everyone else, and I just felt mad isolated. Like, and do you know what it was as well? There was 9 of us. And there was 5 rooms. So obviously, I had the room to myself, which I was cool with. That's no problem. But then when it's getting to like day 2, 3, 4, and you're just there, and you just feel like you're by yourself on this trip with all these people. It's just mad. Yeah,
that's a solo trip, man.
Basically. Yeah. And then do you know how bad it was? Like, you know, my line of work is quite 24/7 or. you know how it gets. You know how it gets. So
just plug it, man.
You know how it gets.
Don't be shy.
So. But obviously, when you're on annual leave, like, you put work to the side, you're meant to be on annual leave, that's when you recharge. But this wasn't a recharge. So I just started doing work on holiday. Like, I was actually on my laptop in the mornings doing work on holiday. And then she started getting annoyed at me for that as well. I'm like, oh, I can't do anything right here. Like, I'll leave you to do your thing. Because it got to a point as well where I was just like, let me just stay out of her eye line sort of thing and just move low key. But yeah, in general, there was just a few things. I remember we were, there was a point there, I was doing like a little workout by myself in the morning, just because I like a little time in the morning anyway to do my little workout before everyone goes out and does what we do in the day. I remember I was doing my workout, I'm shelling it. I'm doing my sit-ups, my press-ups, doing my little swim,
ladies,
whatever, you know.
Single.
I just see, single. Do you know what I see? I see all 8 of them walk out to go to the shop. No one shouted me. No one said, Dom, do you want anything? Oh, Dom, we're going to the shop. They all just walked out. I swear to God, this happened. I swear to you. I was just like, wow.
Did they see you?
Huh?
Did they see you?
They must have. I was in like, so obviously we're all in a villa, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm working out just in like our garden, pool, whatever. There's no way you don't see me, or there's no way you don't know I'm there. No. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like it's like us all sitting here, and maybe I'm on my phone or something, and you will just walk out and go to the shop and don't tell me. Like, that's just weird, isn't it? And I remember, that's why I was like, wow.
Was it only girls in the group that you were with?
There was 2 other boys.
And
two
boys, other boys. So the boys went with
the
them.
Boys followed them as well. Flipping sheep.
Did you ever get the...
Crazy.
Did you ever get the impression that they were just playing a prank on you? Because that's what I would have thought. If someone was just walking out, I'd be
nah, because this was like... maybe day 4, and I can just feel like just the weird kind of
she's
vibes.
She's told all of them, yeah, he ruined my birthday, don't you?
Must be in it, must be. But yeah, I just remember like it was just.
Do you think that stemmed from the fact that you came to our house late? Or was it just like?
I think so. That's what baffles me to this day. I was like, are you that like frustrated at me like that you wanted to collapse the whole holiday? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Her own holiday.
Yeah. No, but she no. But you know what? She had a great holiday. I didn't. So I don't know. The diplomatic side of me is like, okay, do you know what? At least you had fun. But for me, it's like I've spent.
There's no
money, which, do you know what? Money is money. You're going to spend it anyway, but it's more so time. More so time. Like, time you're not going to get back. Time I could have gone on holiday with the mandem instead. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, time you're just not going to get back. Because that's the most valuable thing in life. But, yeah, that was probably the worst experience. And then I just remember on the way back, it got to that point. I feel like when you're in, like, a holiday situation or a situation where you're spending, as a group, you spend a lot of time together, like, other people started getting pissed off at that girl as well, like some of their lads as well. No, there was 3 boys, not 2. There was 3.
There was 3.
Bro,
you should have started a mutiny, man.
Should have.
Door on the plane is looking quite open.
I swear that. But then towards the end, I just started picking up little things that people were getting annoyed at each other, innit?
Yeah.
But the worst thing was, I remember we were making our way to the airport. I just see the flight's been delayed by this time. I was like, whoa.
You have to spend more time with them.
And I was just thinking, please, God, don't cancel this flight. Please. I'll do anything for you not to cancel this flight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could just tell by the time the 6 days was up, it was ready for this group to just disperse. So that was,
six days.
So like I say, that was like 4 days. Literally, me, myself, and I. Do you know how bad it was? Edgar, you know I'm bad on my phone, innit? I ran for about 40 gigs of data. That went through. Because it was just me, myself, and I on my phone. Just felt so just just separate. How you arouse so many people, but you feel so like by yourself, like it's weird, but it's all good. It's all good.
The ugly duckling, man.
Yeah, no, that. I ain't ugly though.
You know, it's basically like a wellness retreat.
But like I say, it's one of them where, you know, obviously me and the person, we don't really speak much now. I actually wanted to kind of almost hash it out and just say like, what was the kind of reason? Yeah. Like, I mean, this is something I did.
What was the reason?
But yeah, she's, let me not say too much anyway, but she wasn't on that anyway. But like I say, whatever she's doing.
I would say that is a crazy overreaction, right?
Like, I mean, yes, bro, to me, yeah.
Imagine you didn't pack your trunks and you went, and you just stopped.
Like, no one's allowed to swim.
No one's jumping in the pool.
Everyone's drying.
Everyone's exactly. If I'm dry, then you're dry. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
It's crazy. But you know what? I think the moral of that story is sometimes, if you really want to test your friendship, your relationship, go on holiday with them. Because that's when the real ones are going to stay. Yeah. And not the fake ones, but maybe the people that are not meant to be there for your whole life. Because do you know why it hurt as well? Because I had this person quite high up, especially as a woman in my life as well. I had her quite high up. But yeah, I think, if you want to test your friendships, book that trip. I'm not no 2-3 day, book a week. And let's see how you're holding up after a week.
Because we went on a trip recently, the three of us.
Oh, hey. And we know how that went.
Someone we're close to, and I won't say too much, but
you know,
his behavior.
They're not on this pod.
Awkward.
Let's move on, Omar.
Yeah, so my trip was that trip. Not for that reason. So I went Miami, yeah. Great place, amazing experience.
Was it? How do you know?
Exactly.
How do you know?
Did you see much
Are you
of
sure?
So everyone's on me now.
We're just doing some comedic cues. Like, you used to tell your story, though. Talk your talk, man.
Cool. But yeah, so. We're there for what, 7 days?
Yeah.
It was on the third or fourth day, I'm pretty sure. I ate some chicken, yeah.
Are you sure it was the chicken, though?
I don't know what else.
I'll let you explain and then we'll discuss. I'll give my
I think it was the chicken. I don't know what it was. So I ate something, and then I remember the next day, I woke up in the morning. I normally wake up quite early. So I got up in the morning and I was just like.
Belly was bubbling.
Yeah, I was just like, something's off. So 5 minutes later, I've thrown up.
Oh my days.
And I thought it was food poisoning. And it basically collapsed the rest of Miami for me. So I spent
the whole week.
He got really familiar with the bed.
Bedbound.
Bro, the next day I was actually bedbound in Miami.
No.
He got his money's worth because you know when you go to a buffet and you eat as much as you can because you want to get money's worth. He done that in Miami with the hotel. I'm sleeping hard. Exactly. He got room service as well.
Bed's comfy.
This guy, he's nuts, because he had bad belly for the whole week. And then we come in one day, remember, he had like fucking KFC orders. He was just there like, my belly's hurting. Like, what
the first, I literally didn't eat anything for like 2 days, like nothing. The first thing I ate was KFC. Reloaded the sickness.
That was probably the worst choice. The worst comeback meal you could probably ever have at KFC. Even like a young rice, maybe like a bland chicken, just to, you know, get the mango for the greasy.
Greasy. That's the thing, I was in Miami. And do you know what it is? The KFC slapped as well, man.
Nah, man.
Got some chicken, gravy, all of
it. I got everything. Mashed potatoes, they put the gravy in the mashed potatoes, bro.
The gravy in the mashed potatoes.
It was lit, man. But yeah, man, I got food poisoning in Miami and spent 3 days in bed. So
I mean, 3 days, that's poetic license there, because it was basically, how many days we went for seven?
Not for 5 days.
No, it was 4 days. It was 4 days.
We'll meet in the middle.
Is that what you tell yourself to make yourself feel better?
I told myself, man.
Guy got memory loss as well, clearly.
Symptoms.
So I'm reloading Miami soon, man.
100, you have to. Like, you got to spend a block on that.
Yeah, 100, man. But yeah, that's my story.
Simon, talk to us, man.
You know what? I've been on a few trips here, and I feel like every trip that I go on, I learn something new about myself.
Yeah.
And I always have a bad experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that teaches me there and then.
Always.
Bro, this brother's cursed.
It's not a bad one like that, though. It's like something that just teaches me about my character straight away.
Okay,
you're asking me to name one situation, like recently I just got back from Jamaica.
Mm.
That for me taught me so much about how I am in certain situations. First of all, there was an earthquake. Yeah.
Really? Bro, earthquake. Jamaica has earthquakes. Yeah. I didn't even know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so imagine. Like, I didn't even know. 7 o'clock in the morning, we just got back in from partying, yeah. Like, it's mad. I'm going to sleep. And then all I feel like I just see the TV coming towards me. I'm moving side to side.
You'll think
God,
you're in.
God is coming. I said, he's coming now.
God is coming.
What I thought, I said, I say my prayers. Because you know what I was
no, like, right. We're getting in last minute.
You know, you don't rush for the exam.
Literally, he's like cramming.
Literally, I was so shook. Yeah, because I thought, when I saw the wall, The wall is like this. Imagine the wall coming towards you.
It's crazy.
The house is moving.
You just hear your neighbor across the wall is like, blood clots.
There was a blood clot actually, because we had a guy that was just like, he lodged with us the whole time he was there. So Yardie man, he was just like a local man, yeah.
Would you know him more?
Well, he was my brethren, but he was with us the whole time. He was just there. He even set up himself in our Airbnb and just stayed there for the whole week. Yeah. So when it was going off, all I heard was him going off downstairs. Everyone's going having commotion.
Yeah.
My brethren was like sleeping on the couch downstairs. He was dreaming about him falling off the plane anyway. So imagine he felt like he fell to the floor.
Oh, no.
And that's the 4D, was going on 4D at the same dreams.
Time. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a 4D dream thing, yeah.
No, that's
so
nuts.
That's the first situation that I feel like, well, in Jamaica anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The worst one for me that embarrassed me the most was Dubai. When it was, I've been to
Don't
Dubai.
Tell me someone shot on your chest, please.
What the hell? Whoa, no.
So this is before them time.
Yeah.
Before them time.
Wait, before what time?
Hey, you don't know about this.
Don't worry.
Excuse me? No, I know. I know about the shitting on chest thing.
Yeah, I bet you do.
The way she said that was like, before I used to get my chest shitted on.
Before your chest got shot on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. I thought you were setting him up. Like, I thought you were saying before.
It sounded like she lined me up in it. No, so basically, I went to Dubai for the first time. Obviously, we done the whole car thing. We wanted to hold the lit life thing, whatever. All my bridges were getting out, Raris or whatever. Or the whole time, I'm passenger princess, and I'm not going to lie. I'm enjoying the whips and things. So I'm just in it. So one of my brethren who's there, he's gassed on life. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go and get a Rari. Da, 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 da. I'm like, cool, whatever. He ends up getting a BMW or something, whatever than what we thought we was going to get. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he says, when we get back to the hotel, he's like, I'm going to jump in the Rari. You drive the BMW. So I thought, yeah, in my head, I don't know what I was thinking. I've never driven in Dubai before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how the roads work, innit? All I thought, cool, I'm on the drive.
You're just driving, yeah.
Just want to drive, yeah. Done the whole thing. Jumped in the car. Started snapping, you know, you do everything snapping there, snapping all the top off and all that. Duh, duh, duh. I said to my brother, I have no sat nav in it, so I said to him, when he's in front of me, don't speed off.
Yeah, don't like
because the drive is next level. It's just
yeah,
gonna go.
Yeah.
Like
you told a man in a rental Rari not to speed. Yeah, I love
that.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like that might have been your first mistake.
I'm in the BMW. I can't be admitting this.
I heard it.
I'm in the BMW. I'm not gonna catch you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, course, though,
so anyway, he's in front. Say, I don't know where I'm going. There's 5 lanes in Dubai, big lanes.
Yeah.
When massive. Traffic is like rush hour, he does this. Lane 5 to lane 1. Zoom.
Just going straight diagonal.
So I'm like, oh shit. Here's me thinking. I'm snapping at the time. I was almost snapping myself trying to get the angle and that. I dropped the phone. I've gone to turn to go. Next minute, I hit. Doo-doo-doo. And I hit someone.
Someone?
On the side, I hit the taxi, innit? And this is rush hour. So all the cars go off at once. Beep, beep, beep. What do I do? Panic, thinking it's South London. I skirted off.
I was in Croydon, bro.
I thought I was in Croydon.
Oh, he says he's right here.
We got him.
We got him.
Good work, right?
Undercover, we're done.
It was like slow motion because I saw him look at me and go, nah. And he went and I just went, nah. And I just drove off. But as I'm driving off, I'm in traffic. So all that's happening is I've hit the car. Instead of me reverse back, I've skidded against the car. And I'm just gone.
The sound adds to the drama.
Yeah, of course.
You hit the.
I could just imagine.
No, that's definitely. I fucked it. So anyway, gone to lane 5 to lane 1. My brethren that's rented the car. It's in his name, innit? So he's like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, bro, why did you make me drive? You know, all that stuff. And then my brethren's like, well, you're gonna pay for it. I thought, no, I'm not paying for shit. Cause listen. That's my spending money. Like, I don't want to do any of that.
I know.
So anyway, like, you're gonna pay for it. I was like, no, I'm not paying for it. Duh, duh, duh. Anyway, we're arguing on the side of the road the whole time. Anyway, we're gonna go eat. So I was like, what? What are we gonna go eat?
We haven't even sorted this.
Then this is where it got worse. So we went to the rental place. I didn't realize, that I left my passport in the rental place. They got me like hands down, like throwing my phone straight away. I don't know what camera system they got in Dubai. They filmed my phone straight away. Why did you drive off? my heart's sinking. I'm thinking I'm going to jail in Dubai. I'm thinking stripping. You know, your brain's just thinking.
Yeah. The worst case,
bro. Them Dubai.
Because I'm thinking, right? Okay, that's a mad thing. I've done a mad thing now. So the whole time, my brethren decided to go. This is, you know, what you said about brethren, yeah.
Yeah.
This is when I realized who my brethren were.
Yeah.
Don't worry, man. We're just gonna go eat. What? Well, bro, they're ringing my phone. They haven't stopped ringing my phone. There's 20 missed calls. Don't worry, man. You're good. They've got my passport. Don't worry, man. You're good. How am I getting home? Don't worry, man.
You're gonna just don't worry, you're good. Back
you can't. The whole time. Don't worry, man.
You
stop
just say that to the flight attendant. Saying, don't worry, I'm good. No passport. I'm good. Don't worry. The man himself.
The man said not to worry. Don't
worry, you're good. So the whole time I'm there, panicking, thinking, "Raw, they got my details. I'm not going home. This is mad." Like the whole thing. Then they're like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to pay." So I'm like, thinking, "What am I gonna have to pay now?" They're like, "Yeah, you'll sort out when you get there." Anyway. They would get back to the rental place.
Oh no.
They were like, "We're not gonna give you back the your passport until you give us what was about, like in our money it was like 1500." So I'm like, what?
Oh gosh.
So I'm like, you gotta be reasonable. Like we managed to find somebody in the petrol station. Yeah, you know, you got the man that like to work in the petrol station. Mm. They managed to clean up some of the damage for me, take some tea cut, do whatever. So we tried to cut down the damage. I was thinking, no, it's not that bad, it's a little dink. Man's like, no. 1500.
Well, even after you did
that? Even after I done all that, man said 1500.
That's the bad. Can't even drop a little 20 dirhams off.
Imagine 1500. Like,
it costs to breathe oxygen in Dubai.
No, that's the most expensive week of my life.
100%. So, anyway, fast forward, I end up paying. But imagine how they come to me now. So, I'm walking out my hotel one day. The man's come with the card machine outside my hotel.
Like,
he
said, "You thought you'd get away with this?
You thought you'd get away with this."
You thought
he had the passport.
He said, "Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
So, man, yeah, I literally had to pay this. So that just ruined my whole experience.
Oh, I can imagine.
You get what I'm saying?
It was pain the whole time.
And the worst part of it, my brethren's snapping the whole thing, the whole process. So you have all the brethren's in their ends just looking at me like, "Bro, you crashed the car.
You wrecked it.
You crashed the car.
Oh, man. I'll be honest, though. I feel like that. Of course, the money in that situation is obviously terrible.
Nice.
But just the fear of just like them belling you off, like you know you wrapped it, like that fear of, I don't even know what's going to happen to me. I'm going to be able to get home. Like, oh my days, that's crazy.
Oh yeah, and the last part was I had to go to the police station by myself because in Dubai, they don't do the insurance thing.
Really?
They do, like you go to the police station and you speak to the other person that you've crashed into.
Really?
You come to the agreement with the policeman.
Yeah.
Whatever. So when I got there, I went. That was a mad experience because all my bridges just left me. They were like, "You're going to police station." They're like, "Yeah, free."
Nah, that's crazy.
You know what they're
saying? Hey, you should say names right now, bro.
You can't. They know you.
They're probably laughing at this story anyway. It's still till today. That was 4 years ago. They're still laughing about this.
Oh my days.
But was it when they were snapping you? They were laughing at you, right?
One of them was one particular one. The other one was more vexed because he was just like, "I can't believe you even decided to do that." But that's my brethren. Like, but the other one, he's just
my brethren,
but he's one of them brethren that he's just gassed. You know what I mean? So I knew what it was. You know, he's always getting us in trouble as well. Like, so he's a dangerous one. Yeah, but he was the one that was snapping me. Even when it happened, he was like, snapping the card machine. I'm like, "Bro, why are you here?"
Oh my days, man's there, fly on the wall, videography, and that crazy.
The reason why I even jumped in the car in the first place, you know, is what it is. But yeah, the worst part, I went to the police station and then we're talking to the policeman. The policeman's like to me, "So where are you from?" I was like, "Oh, I'm from the UK." He goes, you know what he said? Oh.
"Gentlemen."
Oh my God.
But the policeman said that. The
policeman said that. But obviously he's a brother, but it's the way he said it. He wasn't a brother, but he was just a nigga.
But was he saying it in a way as, of course, or was he saying it in a way like.
I was like, what do you mean by that? He's like, "No, niggas in BMWs, niggas love their BMWs." But in that moment, I'm like, "What?
What? Yeah. You definitely need the context.
But look at the predicament, though. I'm in a situation where I could lighten this up or I could kick off. And then what? I'm in Dubai.
You're in jail, bro.
That's techie,
man. Jail.
That's techie, that's innit?
Yeah, that's techie. Situation. Yeah, that's very techie. Oh, still,
there's pride and there's...
Don't collect 200,
exactly. Just go.
So, obviously, I'm looking at man like, this is not a funny joke right now.
Yeah.
But he's just like, "Yeah, don't worry. Oh, you're a tourist. Don't worry." So, after he said that, I was like, "I'm not going to kick off because I'm going to let off right now."
He said
to the taxi man, like, "Don't worry. He's not even from here. Anyway, he took a picture of me, everything.
So there's mugshot.
It was mad.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
What? No, I don't. I can't find it.
If you got it, we'll put it up on the screen if we can.
Yeah, but he took a picture.
Took a selfie,
and the taxi driver. So we're all like, yeah.
Oh, well, three of you. Wow. And the taxi
driver. Like they met a celebrity.
So I'm weirded out now. So I'm like, this is all mad. This is like, imagine, I've never dealt with this kind of situation.
Yeah.
See, that's the plot twist of his story. And the taxi driver was the best man at my wedding.
That is a wild. That would be a wild best man story, to be fair.
100%. There's no plot twist like that.
That's crazy.
But how did you manage to get home from there? Like, if they gave you back your passport, I assume.
You know what? Yeah, they gave me back the passport at the hotel at the time. Obviously, that was the bargain, innit? Passport, 15. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so yeah. Like, buy your passport, basically. You know what
I
mean?
Like, so that was the bargaining. So I just went
through. Like,
kind of have to, innit?
Racism discount, you know? Like,
no, because that's the policeman. That was a total different scenario. Because getting to the police station, that was just to sort out the insurance side of things on their part. But when he said that, the N-word and that, I was just like, rah, that's a bit mad.
So what, was he white or was he black?
No, he was a...
Or was he like Arab?
Arab.
Arab. Mm. Yeah.
So he's not... It's hard, isn't it? It's techie. We're going to get some techie situation.
Yeah.
He wasn't like Arab either. He was like dark Arab. You get what I'm saying? So it weren't like he was saying it in a malicious way. He was just like how we would say it ends really.
In an almost camaraderie kind of, but you're not really a comrade. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're not really a comrade though.
Borderline, but I was still like, at the time, I'm going through bed trauma anyway. So
you're not trying to get back to your life. That's crazy.
I can't believe I made that on camera store. It's a bit mad.
This is why it's called Ellipse Anonymous. You see,
thanks for sharing, Simon.
Just to throw it back to when we're in Miami, this is why I was very appreciative of Miami here, because this guy was driving us everywhere, bro.
Everywhere.
Got us everywhere safely, doing 4-hour trips. Like, that's not no, because I drive, I don't particularly like driving, especially like long distances. So like when Ego was just doing 4-hour trips, no, did you even break? Like on when we landed in Florida first, like, and went to Miami, you just went.
I don't think I did a break.
Just 4 hours after, like, what
and we're you on know the, me and my bladder, I needed to pee.
Yeah, and we were on the plane for what, like 8 hours?
10 hours.
10 hours. Yeah. So imagine 10 hours. Everyone's always, even if it's like 1-2 hour flight, you're always a bit tired after a flight.
Yeah.
And he's driven like 4 hours after a 10-hour flight. I was knocked out.
That was when we had to wait for the baggage as well.
Hold on, but did anyone stay awake? Did you guys stay awake when you were driving?
No, I was knocked out. I was definitely my guy. This is, but you know what? In a way, this is how much I trust him. Because I could just be like, I'm just knocked out of it. And as we wake up,
it hurts though. You know when you're driving and your brethren's falling asleep. But in another country as well.
For real. And it hurt the most because we were on the way to Miami. So we landed in Orlando, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then we had to
drive
to
Melbourne.
Orlando. So I'm excited. I'm like, yeah, shit, we're going to get there. We're getting ready to go. He's up. Dead. Went for a 5 guys.
I was Gareth snoring.
Do you know what this guy done when we got there? Yeah. So obviously to get into US like border, like they're quite strict with it. Like, the officers will ask you a lot of questions. This guy was so out of it, sleeping on the plane. So we get there, the officers all asking us questions. Like, he's quite serious with it at first. And he goes to Omar, do you know where you are? Obviously, we've landed in Orlando, right? He's like, yeah, Miami.
Yeah, bro, look at me like...
He started pressing a pistol. He was like, what?
Have you got anything on you that you shouldn't have on you?
And I think after he asked me, how much money do you have on you? I was like, huh?
That's a bit personal, isn't it?
How much do you have on you?
None of your business. Right, you're under arrest, mate.
Oh, man.
Yeah, literally. And then he asked me, like, I think it was because of one or two silly answers. I think the other guy we went with said something silly as well. But then he asked me... towards the end, obviously, you know, being the most sensible and mature out of the lot, of course.
Why are you not nodding though? Like,
yeah, you know me. It's just going on. You're embarrassing me in front of my friends, man.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, just don't do that. He asked me, like, do you know what all of them do for a living? And like, what? I don't know, it's, do you know, to answer on the spot is really hard to answer. So I started, teacher, I was just making up shit, honestly. I don't know what I said, but yeah, it's crazy, man. They're proper strict of it. But then he was cool at the end.
He was like, just don't mess
up the hotels and that. But
yeah, for reals.
We've done enough talking, man. Let's listen to Ree's travel story.
Go on, Ree.
Mine was a test of friendship one.
Similar to mine? Yeah, go on.
It was girls, so it was a group party holiday and I was sharing a hotel with two girls I met at uni. The one girl, she was messy. Like, she was in the lounge with the sofa bed. Mm-hmm. Me and the other girl were sharing the bedroom with the two single beds.
What country did you go to?
Tenerife.
Tenerife. Nice. Yeah, and this was in uni.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this was like 2019, I think. Yeah, so she just messed up the whole lounge. Mm-hmm. Didn't care. Then half of the holiday as well, she would just go off with her other friends and not tell us what she was doing and any of that.
Other friends?
Yeah, because it was a big group holiday thing. It was a big group thing. So we had other people that we knew going as well. It wasn't just like us three and people we didn't know. We knew it. Yeah, but after that, there was other things that happened as well. And I just, it was when we were coming back to the UK. We were like, okay, we're all going to the same place. We flew back to, where was it, Birmingham. We were all going back to the same student accommodation. Said, okay, we'll get a taxi together. She said, oh no, I made my own plans. Someone came and picked her up. She fully just left without
us. Was it a man?
Long day.
Day.
I was like, I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Strange though, because I just feel like you're on holiday together. Like, right. Why would you just that's like?
Why don't they just? Why don't you feel yeah. off? Do you know what? That should be a new version of Love Island. They should just get the people who just fuck off by themselves on holiday, get them onto Love Island, and just let them do their own
new Love Island.
No one would get any screen time because they'd fuck off to the other place. Honestly,
that's weird though. That's I mean, I can't lie. Messy people kind of like they rub me up the wrong way. That's a red flag anyway. But on holiday, like, oh, allow me, allow me. I don't know. Were you guys staying like a villa or was it like a hotel?
No, it was a hotel.
Yeah.
Was her character like that before though?
I had never really stayed anywhere with her before. I remember her uni room was very messy, so I should have known from that already.
Rookie error number one.
But I hadn't really gone anywhere with her to know.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
It's better to weed them out early, though. Like, you find out which ones are there, which ones aren't. Like, there is a certain satisfaction about knowing you're never going to go on holiday with a person again. I don't know about you guys.
When I was in Morocco, that one, like I said, I was just thinking, I can't wait to go home. Yeah. I can't wait. Like, I actually cannot wait. Do you know the funniest thing is, sorry to just go back to my one. I remember when we were in the planning process and I was looking at my flight, so on and so forth. And it was a time where I really enjoy my work. So I don't like to be away for too long anyway. And I was actually considering flying back the day before so I can just get back into things, keep growing, keep progressing. But then I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, you're on holiday, Dom. It's cool. Like, just go back when everyone goes back. Because it's nicer to go back with the people you came with as well.
Yeah, of course.
Horrible thought. Horrible train of thought. Should have just gone with my gut, honestly. Crazy. But yeah, no. That was just a little segue back.
Right, we're going to go on to the next spin quickly because we ain't got much time left. I'll say we go around this way. Ree, we'll do yours. I'll spin it for you.
Thank you.
What did we get? What does that say?
Hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals. You want to pick one from the hypothetical card? Bit of juice.
Okay. How would you survive the apocalypse? Oh, that's a good question.
I wouldn't. Oh, wait.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
Beat it to the punchline, man.
I was going to say the same thing because I can't fight.
Who says you have to fight?
I can't shoot a gun. I can't do anything.
Wait, what's this apocalypse? We need some...
Let's set the scene.
I want to say
zombies, zombies.
Zombie apocalypse.
I'm turning into a zombie and coming for the rest of you.
You'd munch the mandem. Like... That's crazy, man.
I think.
Quick, hold on a second.
Do you know what? I think the first. I feel like you would die quite quickly.
Again. Well.
Why?
Again?
I'd die quite quickly.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah, I've not.
We ain't cutting that shit out.
We're cute.
Nah, first thing I'm doing, I need to go. Let's go and get supplies.
I was thinking maybe I would try and survive without getting caught by them, but then it would get to a point where I would just give up because I'll be like, what am I actually fighting for? They're zombies. What am I doing?
Yeah, true say. I don't know.
Gonna die eventually. Like, I'm gonna get over and done with.
No, but that's why we need some like clarity on the situation.
Yeah. Let's say that the zombies that run.
Or the sprinters that sprint. Yeah,
I'm fast, so I'm calm. I'm relatively
where
quick.
Where are we located? Anyway.
We're here. Croydon. Let's say right now.
Croydon?
Croydon.
The zombies are avoiding Croydon.
Croydon is already in the apocalypse.
Literally, man said zombies in Croydon. Double negative, love.
So if we was here right now.
If we were here right now, let's say a zombie is, you see that them glass doors, boom, 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 knocking.
Do you know what? I would like a bit more time because...
You don't
if it's not an option.
Not like I'm going to ask the zombies for time.
Wait a minute, just wait.
I'm not asking the zombies for time. I would like to get prepared.
You know them door to door cells and you're like, sorry, I ain't got time.
No, but imagine you knew it was coming, right? So you see it on the news, boom, it's happening. Kind of like how COVID was coming when it was coming, yeah? Like you just knew. I've got time to prepare. Probably go to my last sessions in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that last little part.
I've gone for a PV.
It's not PV. It's me trying to go and learn jujitsu and something.
Yeah. A little self-defense.
Like a bit of movies, you know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Build a cellar. You get me? Like some like underground cellar. You can lock it from the top.
Build a cellar.
Not build it, but like there must be something located, like a loft or something that you can get to. Think about it. I thought about this before. Yeah.
I don't think you thought about it hard. Like I said, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do my groceries. I'm having a bar, cucumbers in his eyes.
Just give me time. No, because if say you said they're coming from Scotland, and we know they're coming, so we got like
a Scottish zombies.
Wait, what?
Yeah, train
tracks. They're coming down from Scotland.
We're chilling.
They're coming from the Highlands.
Yeah.
They're coming to get us. Yeah, they're gonna get TFL and come.
There's something funny about Scottish zombies though. I don't know. Can you imagine zombies with a Scottish accent like growling?
Like I.
That's terrifying. I think it's terrifying.
Yeah, that's worse. I can't like that.
That's terrifying. That sounds terrifying.
Terrifying, bro. I swear. With the
kilts and everything, it'd be mad.
Kilts.
The kilt
running to you with their bagpipes.
Literally, bro. You hear them coming at least. To be fair. True. That is true. And I'm not talking about their bagpipes. I'm talking about the fact. You know when they wear kilts, yeah? They don't wear any underwear. So you just hear their balls slapping on their legs as they're running to you. Like, it's calm. You're hearing it, man.
It's getting very graphic. We've gone completely away from the question.
Right.
So completely away from the question.
Then we're just going to die then because it's just not
going to do. I mean, do you know what? Like, at least if it was now, yeah, at least we've, like, done a pod together. Like I feel like if we were to go, this would be a lovely, nice memory, you know. And maybe we'll do maybe we'll do episode 3 in the afterlife. If we can find a great studio,
zombie edition, man.
You know,
zombie
do it in the afterlife.
Maybe.
I'm down, man.
On that bombshell, it's actually probably time to end.
Oh my days.
You'll be back.
Yeah, thank you for having me, my bro.
Thank you for Dominic.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Round of applause. And thanks to you guys as well. Hopefully, Tashana will be back for the next one.
I hope so.
Tune in next time.
Make sure. In a bit.
Yeah. That was fun. We didn't even get